This has failed because everybody knew it was organized from the diaspora. And the diaspora is no business organizing people in Zimbabwe. It is when people organize through cyberspace from Zimbabwe so that the cyberspace communication is actually reinforced by clandestine on the ground assurances. That is when things will happen. People are very, very keen to do it, but they will not do it without knowing someone who is going to be part of it, or someone who is organizing it, or someone to whom they will cry if things don't go well. And it must be someone local, not somebody toying with cyberspace from the diaspora in the comfort of their one bedroom, with large screen television, and hope that they can mobilize the poor people who remained with the dictator to, just hit the streets. From there, no.